I support this motion, and particularly its call for the immediate reversal of the recruitment embargo on health workers and for a guarantee that home carers are paid at a minimum the new living wage rate of €14.80. Payment for mileage expenses and travel time between care locations, as well as guaranteed hours and continuity of income for healthcare support assistants. The reality is that being a healthcare support assistant in this country doesn't pay. Sadly, it is a profession that isn't worth pursuing due to the lack of contracted hours, the inadequate pay and the expectation to continuously engaged in unpaid work and travel. Why would people leave their job or give up social welfare payment for 2 hours of contracted work a week? This is the situation being faced by many home care workers today. Not only that, but they are expected to travel between homes without getting paid for travel due to the fact that the HSE-funded home care packages, which are subcontracted out to private companies, do not include travel time pay. People in rural parts of the country are often in isolated areas with little access to facilities or assistance and are left most vulnerable when home care workers are not available. There is no doubt, as the motion says, that there is a postcode lottery when it comes to home care waiting lists, and there is evidence that those in rural areas wait longer due to a lack of mileage and travel costs for carers. I believe we should be providing full-time or 50% contracts to ensure predictable income for home care workers, to ensure that it is an attractive job opportunity in the first place. I don't see why there should be a problem in providing such contracts. The demand for home care workers is there, and there should be a situation where there aren't enough hours to fill a contract. Then workers could be given hours in the local community hospital as well. This is the type of integration that needs to happen for our health system to function. We can no longer rely on private contracts and the underpayment of healthcare workers. Sadly, we know that if private companies were able to profit out of this system would already be in place in this country. We know Ireland has a rapidly ageing population. Pressures on our healthcare system are only going to increase, and we are already at breaking point. We need to make Ireland and our healthcare system not only an attractive place to work, but an actually viable place to work. Because it stands right now, it isn't, and young people know this. The brain drain of healthcare workers to Australia is devastating to witness, but also understandable. We need to ensure that our home care workers are enabled to do more and that they are given the opportunity to have a predictable income and decent life. They should at the very least be paid the living wage as well as travel time and mileage. Home care workers do vital work in our communities every single day, and they deserve to be valued and respected for that.